Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stargate Voyager.
I think we're looking again at a lost technology. And it was this ancient apocalypse 12,800 years ago that wiped that from the human memory banks.
Why were these ancient elongated skulled peoples or humanoids of Malta living underground?
Now I believe we're talking prior to 9700 BC for the original construction of the Sphinx.
And they were what some people have called giants, probably no more than 7 to 8 feet tall. And those giants have been pulled out of American mounds.
Whether it's the colossal statue heads that have been unearthed, to all the strange artifacts you've been showing in the museums, to some of the strange features they seem to possess, the more I learn about the Olmec culture, really the more fascinated I become. Hey there, everyone. Derek here. I hope you're having a great week. And in this episode, it's going to be a shorter one. I just want to share the exciting news that took place just a couple weeks ago. And we're here in January of 2024, that a massive ancient lost city has been discovered in the Amazon. So I'm really excited to dive into this today with you. So the dense and deep Ecuadorian rainforest has been concealing a secret lying under the shadows of the volcanoes above, an ancient, amazing network of cities located in what's known as the Upano Valley, I believe. Now, using laser sensors via airplane, as well as ground excavations that came along a little bit later, archaeologists and scientists have unearthed the Amazon's earliest and biggest example yet of city-like settlements. And if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you are going to see several photos come across the screen. So this LIDAR technology that these scientists and archaeologists used found some 6,000 rectangular platforms measuring anywhere from about 66 feet by 33 feet and 2 to 3 meters high. I mean, there's so many of them, hundreds of them, thousands of them. And they were arranged in groups of 3 to 6 units around a plaza with a central platform. And it reveals a large, complex society that appears to be even bigger than the well-known Mayan societies in Mexico and Central America. So a very exciting find in the archaeological and the historical world. It is believed that the city was built around 2,500 years ago, and its inhabitants lived there for up to 1,000 years, according to the archaeologists. And the discovery changes what we know about the history of people living in the Amazon, as it was believed that people only lived nomadically or in tiny settlements in the Amazon. This has been the mainstream thought, and this is what they have taught us over the years, but this is changing that. This finding settles a debate about whether the ancient Amazon was habitable and builds on evidence, including pyramids and earthworks that have been uncovered over the past 20 years. One of these archaeologists by the name of Professor Stephen Rothstein, I believe, says, quote, "This is older than any other site we know in the Amazon. We have a Eurocentric view of civilization, but this shows we have to change our idea about what is culture and civilization." And he is the director of investigation at the National Center for Scientific Research in France. And he is the guy who led this research team. One of the other members of their team, a guy named Antoine Dorison, says, quote, "It changes the way we see Amazonian cultures. Most people picture small groups, probably naked, living in huts and clearing land. But this shows ancient people lived in complicated urban cities," end quote. Now, it's difficult to accurately estimate how many people in total live there at any one time, but the archaeologists and these scientists believe it's a certainty that it was at least in the tens of thousands, if not one hundreds of thousands of people. That is crazy. And a network of straight roads and paths connected many of these platforms that you can see in the LiDAR images, including one that extended for 16 miles. And this Dr. Dorison said that these roads were the most striking part of the research they conducted. Quote, he said, the road network is very sophisticated. It extends over a vast distance. Everything was connected, and there are right angles, which is very impressive. End quote, he says. And he goes on to explain how it's much harder to build a straight road than one that fits in with the landscape. The excavation teams say that they also found signs of threats to the cities. Some ditches blocked entrances to the settlements, and they feel that this may be evidence of threats from nearby peoples or cultures. Another archaeologist, Jose Iratare, says, quote, imagine that you discovered another civilization like the Maya, but with completely different architecture, land use, and ceramics, end quote. And so obviously at 2,500 years old, whoever this culture was in the Amazon would predate the Maya. This archaeologist also goes on to say that some of the findings are unique for South America, pointing to these octagonal and rectangular platforms that are arranged together. So the societies were clearly well organized and interconnected. And this is highlighted again by these long sunken roads between settlements. And again, you got to see these LiDAR images. If you're not watching on YouTube or Spotify, if you're just listening to the audio of this, you can go click the link in the show notes to see the article version I made of this, which has these photos, or you can go to StargateVoyager.com. And this is one of the most recent articles that you can find. One other quote I want to read by one of these archaeologists. His name is Christopher Fisher from Colorado State University. And he says, quote, it's a gold rush scenario, especially for the Americas and the Amazon. Scientists are demonstrating conclusively that there were a lot more people in these areas and that they significantly modified the landscape. End quote. And then he goes on to say, this is a paradigm shift in our thinking about how extensively people occupied these areas. So this is an incredible, incredible modern day discovery. And we got to give big props to Graham Hancock, as he really called this not so long ago. I think in talking to Joe Rogan and probably elsewhere, he declared that he believed there would be major discoveries in the Amazon due to our ability to harness LiDAR technology and see through these dense jungle forests, and that it would change our perception of history, that it would prove what he's been saying and that what he's been catching fire for from the mainstream media and world for years now. Graham says stuff just keeps getting older, that history goes back much further than we've been led to believe. And again, he's been just shamed for this, but it's proving true, right? And these very archaeologists who excavated these amazing discoveries are saying it themselves. It's rewriting our paradigm. It's changing the way we think about not just the Amazon and these cultures that lived in the Amazon, but it's forcing them to rewrite their timelines. Incredible. All right, well, being that we're on the subject of ancient lost cities in South America, I want to travel north just a little bit to Mexico to tell you about another amazing ancient site you might not have heard of. And this is along the lush coast of Veracruz, Mexico. There is a mysterious site known as Quetzalcoatlán, I believe, and it hides these 78 strange structures left behind from a forgotten civilization called the Totonacs. Again, a lot of people have heard about the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Inca. Have you ever heard about the Totonacs? Probably not. And what caught my attention about this region and this lost civilization are these platforms at this site. They appear to be like miniature temples or structures, and they stand approximately 5 feet tall at the max. And the entrance to get inside these 5 foot structures is only about 1 foot high. Now, the conventional narrative states that these enigmatic, strange structures or buildings were originally just constructed to be extravagant tombs for the Totonac dead. However, I can't help but ask myself, could these have possibly served another purpose? Is it too far out to wonder, to speculate, if these might have been built to be dwellings for some type of pre-Columbian dwarves or little people? If you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you're going to see photos coming across the screen of these structures. If you're just listening to the audio of this podcast, click the link in the show notes to be directed to the article version so you can see these photos, or go to StargateVoyager.com. And you'll see this is one of the recent articles. So even if these were made to be just fancy, extravagant tombs for the Totonac dead, still to me, a dead body, you're going to have a hard time stuffing it through this little hole. Unless these structures were built later around the dead person, which seems like it would create even more problems with decay and stuff and the time it might take to build this. So that's why my wheels are spinning. So let's talk about a little bit more about these Totonacs. So the Totonacs are believed to have emerged at this Quetzalcoatlan site around 800 AD. And at its peak, as many as 30,000 inhabitants are believed to have lived in this incredible site that has breathtaking views overlooking the Gulf Coast below. So kind of like the previous site we talked about in the Amazon, it's incredible to think that this site might have had, at its peak, 30,000 inhabitants. When you see photos or drone photos of this overall site, you kind of get a sense it's like Machu Picchu. It's perched like a miniature Machu Picchu beneath this large mountain. And this site also features two pyramids and a ball court, kind of like at Chichen Itza, where the Totonac teams are believed to have played for honor and sacrifice. Now, Quetzalcoatlan, the site translates as the place of rain. And a lot of people believe this reflects the natural elements of this area. And it's believed to actually refer to the top of the massive mountain, again, that this site sits under, kind of like Machu Picchu. When you look at photos of this massive mountain, it almost looks like it resembles rain. This mountain is made out of this unique basalt stone, and it's got like these vertical strips, you know, and then if they're wet and damp, it looks almost like rain falling down the way there's these vertical columns. It's incredibly beautiful. And so that's why it's called the place of the rain. At least that's what the experts theorize. Now, hidden by the thick jungle vegetation, this site evaded discovery for years until eventually explorers stumbled upon it in the mid-19th century. At some time between 800 and 900 AD, the Toltecs are believed to have invaded the city and subjugated its inhabitants. And then at the beginning of the 13th century, the Aztecs are believed to have found it, moved in, and conquered the city. So based on this timeline, you have the Totonacs, who first came here and likely built this city. The Toltecs came later, and then the Aztecs later. So this is another incredible site to check out, and I hope to make it here someday. Well, being that we are ending this episode talking about ancient cities of Mexico, I can't end this episode without personally inviting you to join me and some of my other friends this November 3rd to the 7th for the Mayan Mysteries Tour in beautiful, incredible Tulum, Mexico, where we are going to soar high above the jungle on a zipline adventure. We're going to snorkel through the crystal clear lagoon water there of Tulum. We're going to plunge deep into ancient cenotes like the Mayans did in their day. And most of all, we're going to learn about the many mysteries of the Mayan civilization as we tour the incredible ruins of Tulum, Mexico, and see these ancient Mayan temples. And we're also going to enjoy a night together where I'm going to give a lecture on some of my favorite Mayan mysteries. It's going to be a Mexico tour like no other. And the first 8 registrants can get $300 off registration and lock in our early bird price at $199. So I really hope you'll consider coming. This is our most affordable tour, or our lowest priced tour of 2024. And it's going to be incredible. I cannot wait. I was in Mexico back in 2020 on the Yucatan Peninsula when I visited Chichen Itza. Had the time of my life. I've been itching to get back, and this is it. So you can click the link in the show notes below to learn more, or you can go to stargatevoyager.com/tours to find all this info and lock in the early bird price. Really hope to see you there. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and until next time, keep exploring.